At what exact level lead becomes dangerous may be in dispute, but the effects of lead on children are not. The element is known to cause learning disabilities and nervous disorders, among other ailments. That's why the federal government set a goal of stamping out lead poisoning by the year 2010. Now, a federal policy under consideration could undermine those efforts. If adopted, the feds would no longer require all states to test every child on Medicaid for lead. Poor children living in substandard housing are most often affected. That's why a Milwaukee Health Department worker says the feds need more, not less, enforcement and incentive for state lead testing. Amy Murphy is on a Centers for Disease Control advisory panel. She says a more hands-off approach will worsen a lead testing rate shown to be as low as 10% in some states.
That is a huge piece to the puzzle to identify the most high-risk children living in the most high-risk housing and serving them. So this would be a huge dent in the momentum that we have as a nation to actually solve a public health problem.
A state administrator of the Division of Healthcare Financing says the proposal is not an official position of the Bush administration, and Peggy Handrich says even if it were to pass, lead testing would continue, as is in Wisconsin, for all children on Medicaid.
We have had no discussions about changing our standards and wouldn't expect that we would.
Those who want the federal rules relaxed say needless testing is being done in states where lead levels are low. If the new policy goes through, states wouldn't have to prove an area is lead-free before deciding not to test every child as required now. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.